The next patient is Teresa Fagali. The last name is F-A-G-A-L-Y. Teresa is the first name, T-H-E-R-E-S-A. This is the clinical case of a 66-year-old white female that is a patient of Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E, who has referred the case to this office for evaluation of the kidney function. The patient has a history of primary hyperparathyroidism that was discovered when she started to develop kidney stones. She has had a kidney stone in 2021 and 2022. Intervention was necessary. The urologist is Dr. Povey. The workup was consistent with the primary hyperparathyroidism. The patient went to Tampa to the Dr. Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N, and the parathyroidectomy was performed. The calcium came down, and we don't have a recent laboratory workup in order to assess the presence of proteinuria, the urinary sediment, and we are going to order the laboratory workup in order to get the post-op information. On the other hand, this patient had in November the 5th of 2022 a serum creatinine of 1, a BUN of 18, and an estimated EGFR that was 57. This is a GFR that is much improved compared to prior to the parathyroidectomy. The amount of protein hasn't been quantified. We are going to order a retroperitoneal ultrasounds in order to assess the anatomy of the kidney and the presence of kidney stones or calcifications. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today is 122 over 69. Following number, the patient has a history of a coronary artery disease that is remote when she lived in Ohio. Apparently, they did a cardiac catheterization and they said that one of the coronaries was with the 40% stenosis. The patient is completely asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. The main component is hypertriglyceridemia associated to increased intake of sweets. The patient was advised about the diet. We gave our recommendation of a low sodium diet and decrease the protein intake, avoid animal source of protein different from fish, and basically a plant-based diet. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. I invested 20 minutes in reading the referral and the prior history and admissions in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.